Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
Welcome, 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 and good morning. You have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, and I am so glad that you are here with us, starting your day in a positive way. I've got Marcia.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. I've got a new haircut, and my color looks fabulous. Thank you, Kim.
You are welcome. You do look hot. All right. We've got Barry on our board, and our phone number here is 805-639-0008.
Kim, is this the best? I had mine done a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it still looks, at least relative, even with me taking care of it, it still looks pretty good.
So, there you go.
That's a vote for Kim.
Right. All right. Yeah, well, exactly. Thank you. Thank you. So, gosh, what is going on out in the world today? We've got Memorial Weekend coming up, and we're going to take off and do a little family trip, which I'm really excited. My son's going to be racing and, you know, just stuff, right?
Enjoying. We're staying home.
You are. You
which
got,
is unusual.
Yeah.
My son's.
They have their finals,
right?
I
don't know why they plan it this way. I guess it's just because we get out a week earlier than everybody else. But they have two finals Friday, and then they have Tuesday and Wednesday they have finals, and then Thursday and Friday, and then they graduate Saturday.
And they're done, right?
And they're done.
Gosh.
For people that might be new listeners, Kim, what kind of racing does your son do?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. He's actually, well, he started in go-karts when he was 4 and a half, and now he's racing ASA trucks. And so we're going to be out in Vegas. He's a third overall right now. And
which I am just amazed at because, frankly, I can't imagine as a mother how – I guess you're used to it if he's been doing it since he's four. But
I don't think you actually ever get used to it.
You watch your son risk his life basically every day.
Yeah, he's got a need for speed out there, you know. And, you know, there's things in your life that you do for passion. And
I mean, you can get killed walking across the street.
God forbid. You know what? In fact, on another note, did you see in Thousand Oaks, there was that lady with three children and a van turned sharp and she saw it out of the corner eye and she pushed her stroller all the way across. But her and her two other children were hit.
Oh, no.
And the baby was not hit. She basically saved her baby's life. They're all in critical condition in Los Robles. And so my heart and prayers go to that family because, you know, one day, that's it. And that's one of the reasons why I love doing my show every day is adding value every day in every way. And really just knowing that, you know, if for some reason you woke up going, I'm just not feeling it today, feel it, you know, because life is precious. It's a gift. So.
You know, I always suggest, like, you are one of mine, but always have two or three people you can call that help you lift yourself out of the muck.
Well, because thank you. I'm glad. And you are one of mine, too. You know,
everybody gets into it sometimes.
It's normal if you're saying, you know, and it's funny because I really live, I would probably say 99% positive. There's the one positive, 1% that I go, not feeling it today. Could somebody help me out here? You know, you need to ask for help and you need, and a lot of times, you know, cause I have four children, my husband and my parents and everybody's busy. Sometimes, you know, they're all busy and they can't feel it. And so you do have to go out to get that source.
Well, and there is always things in your life that are beyond your control. I mean, we've talked about this a long time ago. We didn't talk about it now, but, you know, I lost several family members very quickly.
Yes.
Over a few, you know, years. And mourning or losing people is a hard thing to go through. And you do have to have a network of people to help pull you out.
I call it your support team.
Yeah, and you don't know when that's all going to happen to you. And it happens to all of us because I hate to tell everybody, no one lives forever.
So, really?
Yeah, no. So everybody's going to have that in their life. So you need people around you to help support you when things go wrong, because they do go wrong. But, you know, cherish life and live life to the fullest and love life, because it's precious.
It is precious. And like, you know, I mean, 1 minute it could change. There's so many things that I've heard, you know, that just 1 minute, God forbid, a car accident, God forbid, you just don't know. So,
well, it kind of reminds me, and we're getting in a weird place.
No,
but
we're looking at it in a positive, realistic way.
Of all the families and all the people. I mean, our whole country was affected during 9/11, but the actual people that lost family members and lost lives in that, and then, you know, the ripple effect that had on a community of people was profound. And if nothing else, you know, we should all just remember that it's short and fleeting, and live life like you care about it.
Exactly.
And one last thing I wanted to add on this subject is that I always try to, whenever I say goodbye to my wife or to my children, my dog and my cat, in any case, I always try to make sure.
Oh, your dog and your cat, your children is what you're trying to tell me?
We don't have any kids, so there are children.
Those are your significant others.
But I try to always say goodbye, I love you, and give them a hug, because even though it gets rather mundane, you know, at times, you just never know.
No, you know, that is the truth, because my mom and I always said, no matter what I was mad at her for, because my mom and I had a
love hate.
Well, no. We loved each other, but she was brutally honest, and there was nothing. You know, she would tell me how it was, and I so appreciated that in life. But anyway,
my parents are the same way.
I always told her, you know, before I hung up the phone, I love you. And so when she died in a very, you know, way that none of us expected, she died suddenly. I was so relieved.
Because
I had said I love you before, you know, and we had said everything we needed to say before she died.
Right, exactly. Well, that's good. So let's get back to our, you know, and this is just a reminder. It's not anything negative. It's life. It's real life. And if you are just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And I am so glad that you are joining us here. Again, I want to give out my phone number at 805-639-0008, because I would love to hear from you if you have something going on in your life. I want to thank all my partners. Is Parent Click, Venture Breeze, Girl Talk, Coffee News, and of course, all of my co-hosts, and Marsha, Jeannie, Prudence, Dr. Stephen Trudeau, and of course, all of my advertisers. And you always hear their commercials. You know, I'd love you to do business with them, because if I have them on my show, then I definitely think that they're great. So
it takes a village, doesn't it?
It does. It takes a village to make up our lives. And so, you know, I thought that we would talk a little bit. We've got some great guests for today. And, you know, we're going to talk about one. Well, I got to see if, I don't know, we're having trouble getting in touch with her. But Grandmother's Whisper. And you kind of read a little bit about it, right?
I'm a little confused by the intro of this book, but it's about a woman who basically gave up everything, went on vacation in Hawaii, gave up everything for somebody she met. And I don't know, in Hawaii, and lived kind of a life out of, I'm a little confused. It's a very interesting.
Well,
we'll see what happens.
Her book is Grandmother's Whisper, and it's Annette Miller. So she'll be joining us, and then we're going to talk with Nicole and Festival del Sol Rancho, and it is a wellness series. So that's up in Napa Valley, and so. I think she's going to be joining us talking about that. And also I have Cindy Cahill from Cal Lutheran, and she's going to be giving away basketball tickets. So we've got, this weekend, Memorial Weekend. See,
you could basketball tickets to who?
To Cal Lutheran.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's very, you know, so she'll be telling us a little bit about that. But what I'd like to do is kind of give you a, I thought of, I actually just picked up something, 10 ways to enrich our lives every day. And of course, I'm always looking for things to talk about with my listeners that can add value every day. And so one is bring light into someone else's lives. Do something for someone, preferably without her or him knowing it.
I love doing that.
Yeah, just for no reason.
Right.
I mean, that's beautiful. You're not asking to be thanked. You're not asking, pat me on the back. So right. Just that's one thing right
and,
there.
You know, you always get more from giving than you do from getting. We all know that.
Right, right. The other thing is, remember the true meaning of your life. Don't forget your prayers and blessings to God and or to whoever that right. you know.
Someone beyond yourself.
Beyond yourself, yeah. It's really important to have faith in whatever direction that you choose to
you
do
know,
that.
You know, I started a new meditation. For what reason, I don't know. But I try every morning when I wake up to think of one more thing I'm thankful for in my life.
And that is so great. You know, Dr. Stephen and I, we talked about that over Thanksgiving. But you don't have to wait for Thanksgiving. You could do it all
That's
year
right.
long. So the other thing is exercise, walk, workout, dance, anything that gets you moving. Get out of bed.
Yeah. Put some oxygen in your blood.
Yeah. I think, you know, yesterday Michelle called me and said, you want to walk? And I was like, oh, my God, yes. Sometimes you need friends
right.
to call you up or, you know, don't wait for, you know, sometimes we get stuck and we forget that we have to take care of our body. And let's all start right
and
there.
And now that it's, and, you know, we always have this, I can't get up any earlier. I've got to go to work. It's light till 8 o'clock at night now.
Yeah, you have no excuses.
Get out of the house.
I love it. So, and you know, once you do it, you know, we talked about this. It's very contagious. You know,
right.
you want it. You want to do it more. It's like, okay, now that I walked, even though my legs, you know, and I walk a lot, but my legs were a little sore because she just had a bigger stride than I did.
Yeah.
You know, and then you go, maybe I'll do some sit-ups. Maybe I'll. Because summer is here,
right.
you know, and you always feel so much better when you got a little bit of color and you're a little thinner than you were supposed to be.
Yeah, yeah.
So
actually, it's just that you feel good about yourself.
It is. Yeah. The next one is don't let bad feelings ferment. Don't go to bed without clearing up misunderstandings with those close to you. You know, if you're married or if you have children or if, you know, whatever, whoever your support or your partners are in life, and I call them partners in life, even your friends are partners in life, is you want to make sure that they know how you feel about them.
Well, and the one humbling thing is to learn how to apologize.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, like the other day I was really down on, to be honest with you, down on my son Alec for something he did. It was, you know... It wasn't anything he did terrible. But
it was everything he did.
No,
you
he
know what
just,
I mean?
He is like the absent-minded professor.
Yeah, I got a couple of those guys.
And so, you know, I was kind of nagging him and on his case about just being mindless, really. And he didn't physically do anything. And so I felt really bad. So I text him this message. Just, you know, he was in school and I said, I'm sorry I was so down on you. You know I love you. I just want to see the best out of you. And he said, he wrote me back, I needed you to hold me accountable, is what he said.
See, they do. They
yeah,
want
he
boundaries,
said, thank
our
you.
Children.
I don't blame you, but thank you for apologizing anyway.
Wow.
And so it was nice to, you know,
yeah,
nice
yeah.
back and forth.
Well, and you know what? My four children, the same thing. They need to know that you love what they're doing at the same time. And yet at the same time, who else is there that can make them accountable for what they're doing in life?
Right.
So I think it's important to be the parent that you want. I'm going to go to one more, and then we're going to take a really quick break. Have breakfast and dinner with your family if you can. You know,
yeah.
I mean, it really, you check in with everybody, and you would be surprised. You know, having four children and a busy, busy life, sometimes, you know, when we sit down, you just don't even your husband or your wife, you know, you don't know what happened in their life. And it's just a moment to reflect on it.
A long time ago, we've always had dinner together. And even though my kids were into sports, everybody says, my kids are into sports. We did have dinner 5 out of 7 nights. We were all at the table their whole life. So anyway, whether it was late or early or whatever. So I was reading this thing when the kids were like in second grade, and it was on merit scholars, which are, you know, the people that achieved the most. They interviewed them about all different things to try to figure out why those kids became merit scholars. The absolute only thing they had in common
was
that they all ate dinner with their families.
Seriously? That is so
interesting. Like, not all, but 90% of the kids ate dinner with their families versus, you know, they came from different economics, different, maybe their parents were divorced, you know, they lived in apartments, houses, whatever. the only thing they had in common was that.
Wow, that's amazing. And you know what? I just think that there's something, it's bringing the family together.
Something about checking in.
Checking
with the people
in.
You live
yeah,
with.
Exactly. And you know what? Not only that, I mean, let's go on even to a tiny bit more broader. Your friends. Have you ever, you know, I have a lot of friends now since my son's been racing, but friends and you know, people move and different people move on. And, you know, what they do is you want to keep in touch with them. And
that's
and
right.
So, you know, what I started doing is writing a list of the people that I still care about, because you can lose track with them in
right.
in no time. So keep those people in
and
your
isn't
lives.
It's lovely to have those friends you don't see all the time. But the minute you're together, it's like you were together yesterday and you may not have seen them for 2 years. But there are people in your lives like that, and cherish those people.
Exactly, exactly. Well, you know what we're going to do is we're going to take a really quick break. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us, and if you want to add to our conversation, I would love to have you, 805-639-0008. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
Hi, it's Kim, and I want to share someone with you, My Mechanic. With over 30 years of experience, you can be sure that your car will always be handled with the latest diagnostic equipment. Everything that needs to be done to your car will be explained in layman's terms.
Hi, I'm Jerry Schaffner, owner of JBS Auto Services. We specialize in gas, diesel, domestic, foreign, street rod, heavy-duty trucks, and motorhomes. Give us a call so we can take care of all your automotive problems. We are located right off the 118 in Simi Valley. Give us a call, 805-522-3923. Again, that number is 805-522-3923.
Vacations have been changed because of it. Wedding dates postponed for it. Come find out why. Get your tickets to the Casa Pacifica Angels Wine and Food Festival Sunday, June 3rd, hosted by the Zarley and Van Cusen families on the beautiful grounds of CSU Channel Islands in Camarillo. The Casa Pacifica Angels Wine and Food Festival is a foodie's nirvana with over 85 restaurants, dozens of caterers, bakeries, and specialty food vendors, plus over 150 wineries, 35 craft brews, a silent auction, all set to live music throughout the day. Get VIP tickets for the ultimate festival experience in the VIP lounge presented by Wells Fargo, with exclusive foods, music, and the Anheuser-Busch Belgian Beer Garden. Come to the Casa Pacifica Angels Wine and Food Festival Sunday, June 3rd, benefiting Casa Pacifica Centers for Children and Families, providing hope and help. For tickets, go to cpwineandfoodfestival.com. That's cpwineandfoodfestival.com. Sponsored in part by Gold Coast Broadcasting.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/thekimpaganoshow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/thekimpaganoshow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
This is what a woman wants. Welcome back. Welcome back. And I am so glad that you are joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And I'm here with Marcia. I've got Barry on our board. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. And actually, we were not been able to get in touch with the author of Grandmother's Whisper, so we'll do that another time. But we do have Catherine on the line. Catherine, are you there?
I am.
Welcome. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
You know, I'm an attorney, and I've done a number of different things throughout my career. But I'm also probably one of the most important things. I'm a single mom, raised my two girls alone since they were just babies. So I wrote a book called The 10 Things I Wish Someone Would Have Told Me, and it's meant to help women achieve in their lives and their careers and kind of go skip across some hard parts I went through.
Okay.
So they don't have to do it.
Okay, perfect. And so where would you... Okay, I'm sorry about your divorce, right? And, you know, so many women have gone through that. I have myself. And there is a part that you kind of have to make sure that, one, you have the experience of what's going on in life so that you can carry on and be the rock for your family. I really believe that. That was one of the biggest things that I learned. So what are some of the tips that you've learned?
You know, I've got a number of different things. I call them my life lessons. But one of them is about, as a woman, you know, if you're a working woman and whatever you do, if it's a philanthropic, it's being called, you know, mine is called, so you're a bitch, welcome to our club. That's one of my things. And it's just meant to describe when you might be called too aggressive or too controlling or too any of those things, which I found out that a number of my peers and other women were going through.
Yeah, I mean, I think men, I mean, I think you don't have to go through a divorce to feel this. Women in power, you know, men in power are threatened by women in power. I hate to tell you that, but, you know, so sometimes when a woman is just being assertive, she is called a bitch or aggressive.
Correct.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. And it doesn't have anything to do with being, with going through a divorce. These are just one of the things that I learned. You're right about that. And I think the important thing is I used to struggle with that. And then I found out one night at dinner when I had 10 of my peers, we were all women sitting together at dinner, and each one of us started kind of leaking that thought out, like, gee, I was called this or that, all along those lines. And we all kind of looked at each other and had one of those aha moments where we realized, my God, it's not us. You know, but you struggle with that, like, should I be shifting? Should I be doing? And I think that's the critical thing is, you know, your gut will tell you if you're doing the right thing, but then keep on doing what you're doing because you've got to consider the source.
You know, I think that's so true. In fact, you know, it's funny. I always think of that song, I am woman, watch me roar, you know. And then there's the other song, you know, I'm a mom, I'm a...
Oh, yeah.
Who is that? Can you help me out there? Do you know?
Yeah, Shania Twain.
Yeah, Shania Twain.
Well, Peggy Lee does it. I'm a woman. I can put bacon in a pan. I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N.
No, that's not the one I'm
thinking
of.
No, it's Shania Twain. I don't know if we have. Yeah, anyways, but... I really believe we have so many roles and so many hats to play that it's hard to, you know, let our hair down.
Right.
You know,
right.
As a woman. And so I like
so what... So how do you deal with that then?
Yes.
Well, you know, I what I do in here is put some funny stories about how I had to knock my head against the wall and learn it the hard way.
Okay,
but,
see?
But, you know, one thing you do is, you know, you don't go down the path of trying to find out why... Assuming, right, you've checked your gut and you're comfortable with what you've done.
Right.
Always. We all do that. You don't go down the path of that other person and try to say, well, what is it? What is it you don't like? You know, and start getting, because that's a very scary path to go down. You kind of enter a parallel universe from which you'll never come back unscathed.
Yeah, don't buy into their insecurity.
Exactly. You are buying into their insecurity, and it feeds them power, and it diminishes your power, and it exhausts your beautiful energy. And you're going to get nowhere because you have to consider the source is the next part of that. Why did they say that? Typically because you're probably doing pretty well, and you're probably on a path that they wish they were on.
Right.
And the third thing you have to do is start looking for people who honor that in you and appreciate that in you and don't diminish it in you. And they're around you. It's probably the people you overlook many, many times. I've noticed that as well.
Right.
And they're right there, excited to be around you and help you. So those are three easy things you can do with that, and I have some more on that. But it's a very interesting phenomena, and, you know, I guess the fourth most important thing is don't try to, you know, step outside yourself and look at what you're doing and be the director, actor, producer of your life while you're going through it, you know?
Yeah. Well, I always say also you don't want to make any rash decisions when you're, you know, going through major changes in your life. Sometimes time is on your side, and if you just sit and not do anything, guess what? It makes the other person have to do something.
It's a great point, and it's very, very true. And that's another one of these points is have a plan.
Have a plan.
You know, take a step, think through what it was, and don't immediately react like many of us are want to do. We want to fix it, change it, make everyone happy. And that's another one of my things that's called the 10% rule. You can forget about making everyone happy.
Yeah, because you're never going to make everyone happy. So you need to make yourself happy.
Right. And the exciting thing about that for me was when I finally realized, oh, my gosh, in every situation, I'm going to find at least 10% of the people, no matter what you're trying to do.
Right.
No matter what, who are going to be naysayers, Debbie Downers, whatever it is. But now I look at it almost as a game. I try to spot them right away.
Right.
And then I have some, you know, tips for what you do with those people so they don't get in your way.
Right.
And yet they feel happy and they've gone off on a certain path. And can you actually, some of them, not a lot, can come back, though, and be some of your greatest supporters if you handle them in the right way.
Right.
Huh. I love it. And so if anybody is just tuning in right now, what is the name of your book? Is The 10 Things I Wish Someone Would Have Told Me?
Exactly.
Okay. And we're talking to Catherine Diedrich. And so where are you at in your life now?
You know, I'm doing many different things. I mean, my girls are off at college. They're happy, healthy, great kids. And not only do I have my law practice, but I have an international consulting firm. We work with disasters and go in and help the people after a disaster. And I'm writing.
Okay.
One of my big goals and loves is to motivate and help women and to introduce women from diverse backgrounds and help them achieve things that they want to do and I hear about, but I know someone else who can help them who they may not know. So
connection, like I'm doing.
Things.
Okay, good, good.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I'm doing too, is being a, you know, a motivator. I think that, you know, I love that there's no more competition between women. I think we need to be a team.
You don't think there's more?
Well, I think that it's...
I think the goal is not to have competition, but I don't know that that's true.
Well, the people that you keep on your team, you need to
get
have...
Get rid of the people that compete with you.
Yes, right. Exactly. There
well,
you go.
Don't you think, though, you know, I've thought about this, and I think, you know, way back when, and not too far way back, right, all women really had was, who were we going to marry? And where would that marriage take us in society, right?
Right.
I mean, that's what you all achieve. So if you think about it, it's like we're all competing for the quote, best guy, right?
Right.
So, of course, way back, and it's not way back, but I prefer to say it like that, you know, we were direct competitors because we're all going for the A guy, and so you were in my way. And so thankfully, I think as women come into their own, you know, earn their own money and do their own thing and feel great about themselves, that whole paradigm has shifted because the networking that's going on, I think, the energy from that and the assistance is amazing. You do still have remnants of that, but not so much because the guy is no longer really that gold ring.
I mean, that's really an interesting topic right there on itself because you're right. When you, as a woman... And I can say this as a man because there are a lot of men that their women's leave them too, you know, that their wives,
exactly.
So vice versa. But as a human being, when you are comfortable in your own skin, you have your own goals, you have your own dreams, you are living and breathing your own dreams, and that you feel like, you know, if you have children, that you've done a great job. And each chapter in life is just, you know,
well,
is
a strong
exciting.
Man, honestly, a strong man isn't threatened by that.
Correct.
You know, I remember my husband was the CFO of a company, so he had a very important job. And two out of six of his big bosses, I call them the big bosses, were women, and he admired those women, and really, you know, he never was threatened by them. And I always thought, God, what a great guy my husband was, because some of the men, you know, did
look down on him.
No. Some of the men had a hard time with women in that position, and you know, they struggled. But right. with my husband, he's always just, he likes people for who they are. He doesn't care if they're
right. And I think that says a lot. So,
right. So well, hopefully you surround yourself with people. I mean, when you're in business, there is some competitiveness just because it's business, but that support you rather than destruct you.
Exactly.
And that's by, you know, one of my things is called Swim in the Stream Going Your Way. And that's for doing exactly what you're talking about, is you look to attract those people who are going your same way and bringing that same energy. And there are there.
Right.
The ones who make the more negative noise get the more attention. So you have to learn to recognize that and make sure that you're drawing those people who are headed in your direction and feel the same verve you do for the same goals. It makes a huge difference.
Definitely. Where do we find your book? Go ahead.
You can find it on Amazon.
Okay. Okay, great. And if you could leave us one message, what is it, the biggest message that you've learned?
Just believe in yourself.
And that's a big thing.
It sounds so trite, but on so many levels, it's just so important. Whatever it is you want to do, don't let others get in your head, in your way.
Yeah. Right.
Just believe in yourself.
And you want to know, I want to add one thing to that, is love yourself no matter what. Because right. life is going to throw out different, you know, different things to us. And
well, as they say, you're the only one you have your whole life.
Yeah, and be your own cheerleader. Trust me,
because
yes.
Because other people, no matter how much you love them, come and go in your life, and you're really the only one you have from birth to death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, it's funny. One of my girlfriends always tells me, you always tell me, we come into this life, even if you have amazing parents, which I do, you know, is you come into this life alone and you go out alone.
Exactly.
And really, you have to just learn to be your own rock. So
right.
with that, thank you so much for joining us here on my show, Kim Pagano Show. Are you on Facebook?
I am on Facebook.
Can you become a fan so I can keep in touch with you?
Yes, I'd love to.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much, Catherine.
All right. Thank
All right.
you. Take care. Bye-bye.
You got it. All right. We're going to take a really, really quick break and stay with us. We're going to be giving away tickets and we'll be right back. 805-639-0008 is our phone number here. So definitely write that down. 805-639-0008. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend, cause I've heard it all before, and I've
been economy.
Down there on the floor, no one's ever gonna keep me down again, whoa, yes, I'm wise, but it's wisdom for the pain.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollars. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
Welcome back, and we are talking about empowerment here, if you are just tuning in to the Kim Pagano Show, and I am so glad that you are here with us, and we have Cindy Cahill on the line. Cindy, are you there?
Yes. Hi. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great this morning.
Well, great, and thank you so much for offering all my listeners. What's going on this weekend?
Well, we have a really exciting game playing. The L.A. Lightning will be playing at Cal Lutheran University this Saturday, May 26th at 7 p.m.
Uh-huh.
And if you're depressed about the Lakers and Clippers losing, you got another shot at it.
I love it.
It's great. We have the L.A. Lightning playing, and their record's now 5-0. They play in a very fast-paced, high-scoring league called the International Basketball or Independent Basketball Association. And it's a pretty nice star-studded lineup of NBA veterans and international players playing this weekend.
Hey, and if you haven't been to a professional basketball game, because the Laker tickets are really expensive.
Right.
This is a great way to take your kids to see
professional players. And it's right here. My kids go to, my daughter goes to Cal Lutheran. And so I love the school. I can't tell you. Just an amazing school right here that, is on our local area. So definitely take advantage of it. So, Cindy, when is it and what are we going to give away?
Well, we're going to give away tickets to your callers, and it's going to be Saturday, May 26th at 7 p.m.
Okay.
And I can work with you on how to get the tickets to them.
Okay.
It's going to be at Gilbert Sports and Fitness Arena. Some of the players that night are going to be former NBA greats like Byron Russell and Lamon Murray and Joaquin Hawkins. Some of you that went to UCLA member Billy Knight and Toby Bailey, these are amazing players. They are a few years out of NBA and professional play, and now they're in this new league, and people are going to be up close and get a chance to see them play. It's going to be fun.
I love it. Okay, so give out our phone number is 805-639-0008. What we'll do is, Cindy, is it okay if we do a VIP list for the Kim Pagano Show?
Absolutely.
Okay, and how many tickets do we have to give away?
Okay, we have as many as your callers can call in for the next few minutes.
Ah, I love it. Okay, so what we'll do is we'll open up our lines. Barry, are you ready for this? We'll open up our lines, and can we give away, we'll do a family pack. We'll start off a 4-pack, yep, and then, but we'll take names, and I'll see how many people I can get in there, correct?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, great.
Glad to have them.
All right, and so that is May, this Saturday.
This Saturday, Memorial Weekend, so a lot of people aren't doing stuff.
There's something to do. I love it.
Fun.
Okay, so again, 805-639-0008. Cindy, keep us in tune with what's going on around here. Are you there?
Anything else going on this weekend?
Oh, we have actually school's out.
Ah.
We're ramping up for summer camp.
We have
a lot of summer camp coming up at the campus for basketball and reading and all kinds of things. And people can go to our website and take a look under the camp section, see all the neat things for kids and families coming up.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And you know what, Cindy? I know you're friends with me on Facebook. Can you post this on my Kim Pagano Show?
Sure, happy to.
You got it.
Hey, I would be remiss if I didn't congratulate the Kings for winning the hockey game and going to the Stanley Cup next, won the last game.
I was going to jump in on that if you didn't. And I've been a Kings fan since they came into the league in 1967. And this is just the second time ever going to the Stanley Cup Finals, and this time they're going to bring home the Cup.
Yeah, it has been 20 years since they. And I really do believe that they are going to bring home the Cup because they haven't lost in an away game in 8 games in the playoffs.
That's a record.
So if you can win away, you're more likely to win the whole deal. So there you go.
I love it. So anybody that is interested in basketball and they want to go see it over at Cal Lutheran this weekend, Saturday, 7 p.m. in the Gilbert Sports Arena. Cindy gave us tickets for Kim Pagano Show. So definitely give us a call and we'll get your whole family in there. So thank you, Cindy. Did we lose her?
Yeah, I think
we lost her.
Good.
Okay. All right. So anyways, I'm going to carry on my list here for 10 ways to enrich your everyday life. And the next one was read something inspiring. I really believe that affirmations are important to, add to your day. And positive stuff, go to bed with, something positive, wake up with something positive.
Okay, so I know you go on the internet a lot and look up positive things. What do you type in when you try that?
Oh, God, feel good, positive affirmations.
Well, you can get some weird
things
that way.
Yes, that is. Yeah, there you go. But, and also.
Positive affirmations. Let's try that.
There you go, yeah. Appreciate the beauty of nature. We live in an amazing, beautiful town here.
We do.
Wherever you are, wherever you're listening from, go outside. And, you know, right now is an amazing time. And just enjoy the surroundings wherever you are. So I think that that's another important thing. The next one is express your gratitude to someone.
Yes. You know, say thank you.
Yeah. And you know what? Don't always have to be right. Be happy and be, you know, be thankful.
That's right.
I mean, really, that's a big thing. Some people always have to be right, always have to have that last word.
And, you know, express your gratitude to someone you don't know. Like, you know, when somebody smiles at you nicely at the coffee place or whatever, I you know, I have a habit of telling, like, people that I love their haircut if I, you know, you would be surprised at how that affects their day.
Yeah. Today, go out and make a point of talking to as many people as you can with great things to say about them.
Right.
One thing, you know.
Something about strangers saying something kind to you that is just affects you.
Exactly. The next one is hug and kiss your family. Tell them you love them daily. This is a big thing. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I'm always kissing my kids and my parents and my, you know, husband, and always making sure that they know that I love them every day, because you never know.
Well, that affects you too when you have physical contact with someone.
Exactly. And then insist on making your contributions to the world. Make a plan for tomorrow and take massive action and do it. And, you know, be a contributor to this world. I think it's really important. With saying that, I want to tell all my listeners that I am actually going to be joining KVTA on 1520. And on Saturdays, I'm going to be joining you on your weekends now. And so I'm really excited about the change here. The lineup here is going to be going country western.
So KKZZ is changing their format.
Correct.
So they are going all country western. So it's not a reflection on what they think about Kim. They love Kim.
Oh, no.
And if they could figure out a way to put her on there with the country western, it would have been done. But because they've decided to go with a country western format, they're, you know, Kim is going moving on to another format.
Yeah, they've invited me to join them on KVTA. So anyway, so I am going to be at 2 o'clock on Saturdays. And, of course, I'm going to continue my website, my Facebook, everything will be the same. Obviously, I'll just be on a different channel. And so I hope that all of my listeners and all my followers follow me over there and tell your friends about it. I'm also going to continue to do hair therapy and some coaching, which I've already started, and speaking. And so if you have a group or anything that you need to be motivated, that's where I want to be. I want to be connected to you. So if you want to call in right now and, you know, connect with me, definitely give us a call at 805-639-0008, because starting, I believe it will be the beginning of this next month, I will be starting with you, enjoying your weekends with you.
And who knows what this adventure is going to take you to.
And I really believe that, you know, I think that when one door closes, another one opens, and we need to welcome that.
So yeah. This week and all of next week probably on KKZZ, or do you know?
I don't know. We've got the Memorial Weekend coming up, and I think that, you know what, just if you are on Facebook, and a lot of my listeners sometimes aren't on Facebook or maybe don't have an internet or aren't, you know, internet savvy, they can call me at 805-419-0008, because I want to make sure that that is my personal number, that I want to make sure that I'm still going to be able to, you know, be connected to them until, well, I'll be on the other channel on 1520 KVTA. So 2 o'clock, tune in. Be a part of your day. That's where I'm going to just be able to start your day all over again. So, anyways.
Unfortunately, if you are a Kim Pagano daily junkie, you'll have to make a little effort.
Yes, yes, so. Exactly. But you know what I will do is I am going to be doing still my mommy moments, my morning affirmations. And so that's why I really urge you to get in touch with me so I can get those out to you if you want to be in my newsletter and be a part of that. So you can give us a call right now. Barry's got the phone lines open at 805-639-0008. And tell me if you like what we're doing here. That's what really counts, you know. That's why I want to make a difference in our day. So we do have our next guest on. And Nicole, are you there?
Yes.
Welcome.
Hello.
How are you?
Thank you. Good. How are you?
Good. So tell me about what you guys are doing out there.
All kinds of good things. We're bringing in a lot of people to Napa Valley for the Festival del Sol. Musicians, ballet dancers.
Which is when?
Which is in July.
Okay. And this is the Festival of Wellness series?
And then I'm part of the Wellness series. So we decided that, you know, it would be nice to have some wellness and yoga in between all the
wine drinking.
Wine drinking and the festivities, exactly.
How fun.
Wow. Okay.
And who is this put on by?
This is this organization, the Festival del Sol. They've organized it and brought in all these people.
Is this the first year?
No, it's been going on for quite some time.
Okay. And so what is your part in this?
So I'm going to be teaching yoga three different mornings in the vineyards, in the vineyards of Christine Ash, beautiful setting. So we're inviting people to come, start their day.
So I love, yoga and wine.
I know. And you've worked in Australia and France. What makes Napa Valley so interesting and unique?
It's such a beautiful environment. First of all, we have the most incredible weather. The valley is very small, yet it's so diverse. So, you know, the grapes have so many different microclimates to grow in, so we're fortunate that we can grow many different types of grapes, even though Cabernet is king here in the valley. But just the weather in general and the availability of all the amazing, you know, produce and then the wines, of course, is just spectacular here.
So are you a vintner also?
Yes, I also make my own wine.
Well, and is a female vintner unusual?
It's a little unusual. Yeah, there are a few that have been doing it a lot longer than I have.
And how did you get started into that?
Back in 95, I moved out here to learn more about food and wine. I'm from Virginia originally, and I was interested in food and wine after working in London. And so some friends sent me out here to explore the valley and see what I could do, and I got enrolled in the Culinary Institute and then took all the wine courses I could, and that pretty rapidly led me into the winery, into the cellar to help out at harvest because people always need extra hands at that time of year, and I just fell in love with the process. I just couldn't believe that.
And, you know, that's about how your journey changes, you know, and kind of like how I fell into my radio show and things just keep changing. And so that's what we invite, you know, my listeners to find out what your passion is and what your next step is.
Yes.
And be open to what is coming your way. You know,
right.
it takes a lot to be open to what comes at you.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it is. Yeah. So having your background, what are the tips that you can give us on leading to a healthy and balanced life?
For me, it's balancing. It's definitely getting exercise every day. Whether it's walking the dog or just walking by yourself. Or
walking yourself. Right? I like that.
I find that's often necessary to clear the head.
Yes.
Get the body moving, get the metabolism going. Any other forms of exercise, yoga, running, hiking, biking.
Right.
But doing something to stimulate the...
And for those of you who aren't real exercise buffs and need some distraction while you exercise, you know, some people listen to music. I listen to books on tape.
I
listen to books on tape everywhere because I like to read, and I don't always have time to sit down and read.
Where do you buy your books on tape?
I go to audiobook.com.
Okay.
Downloads right on your computer, and then it goes right on your iPad. Or iPhone, either one.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think, and you know what? That's just another great way. Also, by the way, all my shows are on iTunes, so you can download those and listen to that too.
Exactly.
I mean, it's school on the go.
Yes.
Yeah, and there's a lot of interesting shows that if you put in a subject, And, you know, that you could, like, NPR and, right. and look up subjects that you're interested in. You can learn a lot
Definitely.
During the 30 minutes or mm-hmm. hour you're walking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what else? What was...
And then to me, I like to balance that with good, healthy food.
Yep, definitely.
Fresh, you know, organic ingredients, vegetables, fruits and vegetables. But I also don't restrict myself to the little pleasures, you know, because I find sometimes when we continually do that and beat ourselves up for eating certain things that might not per se be the best for us, then you kind of you start to get in this rhythm of beating yourself up, and then you don't have the balance because you're not... loving yourself and having those little moments where you can enjoy, you know, all the little fun things.
Yeah, and I also think that when you exercise, when you eat healthy 99% of the time, it encourages you, that splurge, to not go nuts.
Right.
When you're not living a healthy lifestyle, you get into the spiral of destroying yourself, really.
Exactly.
This is so true. And also you start to feel so much better. And sometimes it takes a little bit of time before you can get on that track, you know?
Well, and the other thing is I went to a nutritionist one time and I said, I have this terrible craving of chocolate. I just crave chocolate all the time. She said, oh, you need to have magnesium.
Mm. So it was so easy to be fixed.
You know,
yeah.
I said, what? She said, take magnesium.
And did it?
Oh, yeah. If I take magnesium on a regular basis, I don't crave chocolate.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
It's fascinating.
Yeah.
So maybe people's cravings for awful food has to do with the fact you need something in your body that's
exactly.
right. And
you're
you know,
missing.
A lot of people complain constantly about different things in their life, but don't make changes.
Yeah.
And sometimes you need to write down your complaints. You know, even if it's, you know, I always have cramps in my legs, or I write it down and find a solution instead of living in pain. Every
right.
single time.
So do something fun for yourself. Let's go to Festival du Sol. I'm going to be in Florida during that time, or I honestly would consider doing this.
Yeah.
Sounds like so much fun. And, and it's like a 3 or 4 day deal?
It's over a week.
How many vineyards are involved?
There's various different vineyards involved. Uh-huh. Some are just for the venues.
Yeah.
Some actually have their wines, dinners. Again, they're amazing artists and musicians.
And California is so rich with places that have interesting things to see. If you've never been to Napa Valley, it is definitely a destination to go to.
Yeah, I love Napa Valley. And you know what? You're kind of away from everything. It's kind of a rustic, I love it.
It is.
So you have 80 participating wineries, correct?
Yes.
And artists and events, and it's just going to be, where do we get tickets?
You can go online, Festival del Sol.
Mm-hmm.
And can people come for just part of it, not the whole thing, if they only have 2 days?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So make it part of your northern
destination.
Experience. Yeah. You're going up through San Francisco, go to Napa for a couple days, then go to San Francisco, go up north, do something interesting this year.
Yeah. And I love that you're putting yoga with it.
I do too.
I really do. I mean, it's just kind of treat yourself, you know? Treat yourself to a great time. So thank you for sharing with us, Nicole.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
All right. And again, we find that at Napa Valley Festival du Sol?
Festival del Sol.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. You have a great day.
Take care.
All right. Well, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I am so glad that... you have joined us. We've talked a lot about a lot of different things today. And, my new show is going to be, it's a sister station. It's going to continue with what I'm already doing. And,
And what time of the day is it?
At 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday.
From 2 to 3 on Saturday.
Yep. Yep.
And say the station name again.
It is 1520 KVTA. And, it is our sister station out here. The great thing, it goes from Santa Maria to Santa Monica. And so I'm going to be spreading the news and the positive talk a little bit further.
That station has such a reach, and it goes right down the coast. I've had people call me when I've been working there, sent from Orange County.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just straight down the coast. Yeah. Great signal.
Yeah. So, life continues to change, and I'm welcoming my changes. And so, I would love to, have all my listeners.
Isn't that true? I mean, anytime you have a change in your life, you have two choices. You can stick your heels in the sand.
Yes.
And you can just get all caught up in not changing.
Yeah.
And no, I am not going to do it. Or you can embrace it and realize that change, there is always change. Change is good. And something
when
positive
I,
can come up.
Right.
From,
and
it.
When I started on this channel, you know, on KKZZ, it was a change too. And I appreciate all of my listeners for watching me grow and growing with me. It's important. And, you know, I appreciate all of you being here, and I hope that we can continue to grow together and that you can be a part of this. So definitely, again, if anybody had just missed what I said, is I'm going to be joining KVTA, and that is News Talk 1520. So
yeah, it's about 50 feet from here. And
yeah,
one,
I'll
one
be,
floor down.
Yeah.
So let
yeah.
me take this chance to say I've had a really great time with you.
Well, you'll be with me again, you know.
On and off.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah.
Well, this is, I mean, you'll be back tomorrow, right? You'll be
oh,
back,
my God. Yeah, yeah,
I will not be here tomorrow, but yeah.
Yeah. No, you know, and like I said, is I continue, you know, I will be doing coaching, which I've always done, and I would love people to be a part of that. So there's so many ways that I will have time to be out there and also be a part of everybody's group. So I end all of my shows with a mommy moment, and I am your motivator, and I would love you to continue to join me every weekend. So again, also on my Facebook, Kim Pagano Show, my website, kimpaganoshow.com, and Twitter and iTunes, all of them. Thank you, Marcia. Thank you, Barry.
My pleasure.
And thank you to all my listeners, all my sponsors. Of course, my mommy moment today is the best way not to fall is to determine to succeed. And with that, I'm going to tell you, have a great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
I can wash out 44 pairs of socks and have them hanging out on the line. I can start an iron 24 shirts before you can count from 1 to 9. I can scoop up a great big dipper full of lard from the drippings can. Throw up the skillet, go out and do my shopping, be back before it melts in the pan.